This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Many people cannot believe the point at which we've arrived in this country with the things that are going on, the attacks on health freedom. The latest is, you won't believe this. You need to go to naturalnews.com and actually look for this article. In Iowa, lawmakers there are attempting to pass a bill that would unleash vaccine enforcement squads of armed government agents to go door to door to vaccinate children against their will at gunpoint while holding the parents under arrest if necessary. This is a vaccine deep state bill. It is being debated in Iowa, and it looks like it's going to pass. It'll be similar to SB 277 in California, except it targets homeschoolers. So the idea is that the vaccine deep state will use armed government thugs to run vaccine enforcement squads, which you might just call government medical execution squads, to go door to door, to break in your door, bust into your house, hold you as the parent hostage, medically kidnap your children, and force them to be injected with a deadly, potentially deadly, toxic substance, i.e. a vaccine, against your will. This is now what the vaccine industry is convincing lawmakers to pass. This to medically kidnap your children, to commit medical violence, to penetrate your children with toxic foreign substances, including RNA or DNA, chemicals, adjuvants, aluminum, mercury, aborted human fetal cell tissues. All of these things that are in vaccines, antibiotics, formaldehyde, MSG, it's all in there. It's all toxic, and you're about to be injected, well, your children are, against your wishes at freaking gunpoint. I have a detailed article on this at naturalnews.com. And in that article, I wonder out loud, and this is not a joke, and it's not a call for violence, it's a serious question. When will parents start shooting vaccine enforcers in acts of self-defense to defend their children against the felony assault of forced immunizations? And that's a legitimate question, because as I lay out in the article, which you got to read, number one, vaccines are documented to harm thousands of children a year. The government releases statistics through the VAERS database. It's the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. And every few months, they release new numbers, and thousands of children are harmed or killed every year by vaccines. And the government itself, under HHS, Health and Human Services, releases the statistics. So you can't claim that vaccines don't harm children. Of course they harm some children. That's why there's a vaccine court, the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. You know, the secret vaccine court that has paid out, by the way, over $3 billion so far to families of children who were damaged by vaccines. And some of that damage includes seizures, comas, and death. And some of that damage includes neurological damage, autism, brain damage. So vaccines harm some children. There's no, that's, anyone who doesn't know that is either ignorant or is lying to you. Of course, vaccines damage children. The government even admits it. The government pays out billions of dollars on that issue. So you can't say, you know, I mean, if vaccines don't have a perfect safety record, how can you force everybody to take them? How can you force a potentially toxic, potentially deadly medical intervention on people without informed consent? Even the American Medical Association says that no medical intervention should take place on a patient without consent, informed consent from that patient. And specifically, the American Medical Association says that informed consent includes the doctor educating the patient about the potential benefits and risks of the medical intervention. Well, how many times are vaccines given to adults and senior citizens and children with no description of any risk whatsoever? There's never any description of a risk. It's only a benefit. Oh, here, get your vaccine shot. Oh, you better get your flu shot. Child needs vaccines. Got to stop the measles. There's no discussion of, oh, the risk of seizures, comas, loss of consciousness, immunological disorders, neurological disorders, autism, brain damage, death. All these things are documented in the government statistics, but there's never any discussion from doctors or pharmacists or nurses who are giving these vaccine shots, because they're all violating the American Medical Association's Code of Medical Ethics. Every last one of them, they're all violators, which really, if you think about it, makes them all medical criminals. They harm people for profit, and they don't tell people. They withhold information from people that is needed to make a determination about the possible benefits versus the possible risks of this particular medical intervention. So they're all in violation. And then now they want to have armed government agents accompany vaccine enforcers to break down your door, hold you at gunpoint, forcibly vaccinate your child against your wishes. That is felony assault. Just to be clear, any federal prosecutor or state prosecutor would have to agree with me on this point. To penetrate the body of a child against the wishes of the guardian, the parent, or and the child itself, that is violent assault. And given that vaccines kill some children, that is felony assault with a deadly weapon. All forced vaccines, I'm not talking about consensual vaccines, but forced vaccines should result in a felony charge against the person administrating the vaccine. They should be charged with felony assault with a deadly weapon, because that is the crime that they are committing. Just because the state wants to do this now with government thugs doesn't mean it isn't a crime against children. If a police officer violently assaults you and commits felony, you know, battery against you, does that crime go away just because they wear a badge and they work for the government? No. Police officers are routinely charged, you know, the bad ones, with committing felony assault. You cannot do that just because you have a badge, just because you work for the government, or just because you have a stethoscope and work for a hospital. It doesn't give you the right to assault children. And so we need prosecutors across America to start leveling charges, to start indicting these people. And if that doesn't happen, my concern, and what I pointed out in my article, is that at some point, parents are just going to defend their children using whatever legal means they have available, which in many households would include a firearm. You know, if a pedophile child rapist or a medical molester breaks into your home, a bunch of guys with guns come in and they want to penetrate your child with foreign DNA and foreign chemicals, do you have the right to shoot them in self-defense? Now, you know, I'm not an attorney, and laws vary state to state, but as a general principle, every parent has a right to protect their child from felony assault, especially in their own homes. So if you have government vaccine enforcers, you know, medical thugs who are paid by the deep state, the vaccine deep state, coming in to assault your children, depending on the state, you may very well have the right to protect your child in self-defense, using whatever tools are available to you. This is the whole point of concealed carry permits, by the way. States want citizens to carry guns to stop violence. States want citizens to have guns on them at all times, so that if there is an assault on a child at a restaurant or at a gas station or in your home, that parents would have the tools to stop that violent assault, stop the attacker, protect the innocent children. That's what firearms are very good at doing when used in a lawful way in the hands of people who are good people, who are trying to protect innocent life. They, in nearly every case, they have the right to engage in that act of self-defense. Now, again, I'm not your attorney, so I can't tell you what to do in your particular circumstances or where you happen to live. State laws vary, you know, even city laws vary. But I think the day is coming, and I don't wish to see it, and I'm not calling for violence. In fact, I'm calling for an end to violence against children, an end to the medical violence, the vaccine violence. Chemical violence is a form of violence. I'm calling for an end to that violence. But should that violence be carried out by government thugs, medical mafia enforcers, I would not be at all surprised if some parents choose to stand their ground and say, no, you get that damn needle away from my child, or I'm going to put you down. And if a parent engages in that action, they should probably be celebrated for that. They should be cheered. They should be a hero of America. So let's hope that this doesn't happen. Let's hope the vaccine enforcers think twice before they start dispatching medical, you know, mafia execution teams, murder squads, to go door to door across America, breaking into people's homes and injecting their children at gunpoint. They start doing that, there's going to be a lot of casualties, and it's not going to be a pretty scene. So stay up to date on this. Read my website, vaccines.news, and also naturalnews.com. I've also got one called medicalviolence.com, which covers a lot of this. So check out medicalviolence.com too if you haven't seen that before. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Be safe and protect your children. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.